Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Agnès Buzyn is today before the Parliamentary Commission of Inquiry. The former Minister of Health is discussing the management of the coronavirus crisis. She had left the ministry just before the arrival of the epidemic in France. She is being questioned in particular on the issue of masks. And they will continue to demonstrate until they are heard. Caregivers are protesting this afternoon throughout France. Unions and hospitals are asking for more resources from the government as the Ségur de la Santé enters its final stretch, a consultation which, for the moment, is far from satisfying for health professionals. A slight boost for job seekers. From tomorrow, unemployment benefits will be increased by 0.4%, according to an announcement of the UNEDIC. About 3 million people are concerned. 92% of job seekers receive unemployment insurance benefits. And Air France wants to cut more than 7,500 jobs by the end of 2022. The airline company is in great difficulty since the health crisis. These job cuts will affect Air France and its subsidiary. Pilots, flight attendants, and ground staff are concerned. Voluntary departures will be favored. After negotiations, the first departures are expected to take place in early 2021. And it's now official. From tomorrow, EU countries will reopen the borders of the Union and the Schengen area to travelers from 15 countries, in particular Algeria, Australia, Canada, and even Japan. Flights from China will be allowed only if European travelers are allowed in turn to enter China. Flights from the United States, Russia, and Brazil are not accepted, however. And then the 2020 edition of the Héritage Loto is unveiled. This year, 18 monuments from all over France and overseas are selected. In particular, the lighthouse of Île aux Moines in Brittany, but also a Roman theater in Normandy. 5 lottery draws are planned for September. The scratch tickets will cost 15 euros and will be available on August 31st. Part of the money raised will be used to restore the selected monuments. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.